Welcome back to the back alley where stuff gets done. And we have officially made it to our dorm room over at Illinois College. And it's pretty exciting to be here. And
Yes.
Henry, how do you feel?
Oh, it's great. I love it.
So this is going to be the day in the life of a college kid. So here we go. We just got here, and actually we've been here for about Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 4 days, 4 days. Henry, we had some feedback on the last couple of podcasts, and they said that I can't really treat you as a guest. You have to be the host as well until we get like people coming on the show. Okay. So.
But I just wanted to start off on the taking through the first steps into college.
Yeah, for sure.
What I'd say was I was a little nervous, but I was excited. I honestly thought I'd miss home a lot sooner, but currently I do not. Sorry, Mom. You're going to hate me for that one.
That's all right. That's all right.
Not because home was bad, but I'm very enjoying life on my own. I will miss home eventually.
Yeah, we just want to give you like an update because we haven't had a podcast in a while ever since. I guess we could update you on our trip.
Yes, we took a very beautiful trip down to... It was Gulf Shores, but it was not on Gulf Shores. It was the dunes.
Yeah, it was very peaceful down there. All the kids were back in school down there, so we had... We had about 5 days to ourselves. The golf course down there, Kiva Dunes Golf Course, was very difficult, and it was very fun. Shout out to Dad for
taking us on that course.
Yeah, for taking us on the course, and so
I played actually one of my best games I've ever played on that course. I was mad because I didn't see an alligator though on hole nine.
Yeah, hole nine. Yeah, that was like some. No, then we got right back. We packed up. We got everything together. We put everything. We said our goodbyes to our grandma, grandpa, our aunt and uncle. It's kind of sad, but I held my tears in. Then we got over here, and it was kind of, honestly, shout out to the Illinois College CSIB. Or maybe it wasn't CSIB. No, it wasn't CSIB. It was just like the mover enters, I guess, because they did a wonderful job. They had our bags and stuff all up here in a matter of no time.
Yes, I didn't even I thought moving would be its own worst. Not kidding. Thank you, Illinois College, because I did not carry one bag up the stairs. I did unload and I handed it to him, but I did not carry one single bag up the stairs, and I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, that was actually really good. That was impressive. Dad said that was the quickest move-in that he's ever seen. And then we got up here, we had to go through the gym and like do some welcome stuff. And then this whole week's basically been just like orientation stuff, so they had to like walk us around. We've had to be involved, kind of like I think they do this just for us to like make new friends and like feel a sense of belonging,
which it has. I've met actually a ton of people.
How many people have we met, Henry? What's the group we've established?
We've established actually a very good friend group right off the bat.
Yeah,
I'm very
sure.
Grateful for that.
We actually did meet a kid. Shout out to this kid, Sonny. He he is part German and part Russian, I believe. And he said he just like, I think he's only here for a semester, but he loves like traveling. He said he's traveled all of Europe. He's got like 50,000 followers on Instagram. So
yeah,
put below in the comments. Oh yeah, speaking of, we have an Instagram account now. I believe it's at the back alley 24.
Yes, follow that.
So follow that and comment. We'll make a post for every episode we do and just comment how we did. So we plan to have, in our dorm, we just created this little sign-up sheet and like podcast ideas and a little guest sign-ups because we have a lot of people we want to bring on the show now.
Yes, we're going to have a few guests in the next coming podcast.
That includes a couple basketball boys, a couple of the friends we have made, and much more. So yeah, it's good to see that we've are progressing.
Yes, I want to jump right into it. Andrew, I'm going to start off with you.
Okay.
So we moved in Thursday, had welcome week right after the first day.
Yep.
What were your initial thoughts?
Honestly, my first day. So what we do the first day? We got here, and then we had some like celebrate. Are you serious?
Just making sure.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. So we moved in. We moved in, and then we went to this like little celebration thing, like just to like happy welcome week or whatever, just kick it off. Then we, Hannah, what did we do after? Oh, I know what we did. So we ate, and then we saw this hypnotist.
Yeah,
this guy was
so good.
I just don't know if I believe it. Because he had like four people in the crowd asleep and walking and moving and
it was weird. I only believe it because one of the kids he completely hypnotized the whole time is a kid that's very outgoing and laughs a lot, and he did not break character.
That's true.
The entire time. That's the only reason I believe.
So yeah, that was pretty cool. He did he was also a magician. He did some trick where he read a serial number off of a dollar bill that somebody had,
yes,
off of like calculations and stuff, and like it was crazy. It was crazy. I don't know how he did that.
No.
Like, honestly, yeah, that was cool. Then we got back, and actually at the time we only knew two of our friends, I guess, if we want to call friends. We only saw each other for a day, but
there are some people I'm grateful here that I connected with on day one.
Well, you connected with a couple people.
I have a strong network prior.
Thanks for taking all that. But I would say that Henry added a couple people on Snap, which is fine, before we got here. And then we made a couple friends Henry made a couple friends before we even got here. So we kind of established them at the start, and then we just added on from there. And those were Delaney and Kinley. And
great people.
They are great people. Very nice, very sweet. And back to the question, I would say my first initial thoughts were, I'm so glad I chose the school.
Yes.
Because I didn't want to, like, we had multiple different schools that we could have gone to, and I just felt something about this school. So.
Yes, the people here, it's not like you have to act a certain way. You can completely be yourself, and they
agreed. Agreed.
They're very, very pleasant.
Yeah, the people here, yes, pleasant, sweet. I love that they all are respectful. There are some, I mean, yeah, I'm going to stop from there.
Obviously, you'll find those people anywhere. You want to know who I met, though?
Who?
A time traveler.
Oh, you met? Okay, sorry.
Yes,
what does that mean?
There was just some people who thought their own ways, and I was really interested, and I asked him, and he said he didn't believe in technology, and he believed in time travel.
Interesting.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever met someone that's believed in time travel.
I know. You can get everything in Walmart College now. You can even find time traveling.
Sorry, that was I'm over laughing. Yeah, everyone moved in. We
I wonder if they can make that a degree.
Time traveling?
Yes.
What do you do in that degree?
You kind of study the universe and...
How do you time travel? I don't know. I mean, interesting degree, probably useless.
What kind of jobs can you get with time traveling?
I have one.
What?
Nothing. You can't do that. Come on. Let's be for real here. Yeah, there's what we liked about this college is that there's a lot of majors to offer because I'm undecided and I'm glad that I'm going to a school that has a lot to offer. So if I change my mind on something I might like or might not like, then they have it available. It's actually really nice. And then I would say, Henry, I'm going to ask you the same questions. What was your initial thoughts? Actually, question, sorry.
I was excited, nervous, all the above. Check all the boxes that apply. But I was coming in, clean mindset. Nobody knows who you are, so...
That is true.
Yourself. And I loved all the people that I met. And I love walking. Like, it's so fun walking to, like, your class now. You can, like, say hi to random people that you've never seen before.
That is true. Like, everyone... Yeah, anyone... That is right. Like, in high school, you're with them, like, unless they, like, move there. But, like, you're with these, like, same, I would say, 90% of your people from the day you were born to 18 years old. And now college is, like, you have 4 years, so just start off fresh. College is a fresh
people.
For anybody out there wanting to pursue a college degree or go to college to experience. I think everyone should experience college. Do you agree, Henry?
Yes, 100%. I love living on my own.
Yeah, we'll wait till school starts and then we'll see what you said. College is a fresh start.
Just
for anybody. Like, if you're back home and you are feeling left out or feeling on top of the world. Either way, college is a fresh start. You don't, like, if you're popular in your school from back home, you're back down to grade zero.
You're nothing. Zero.
And if you were never popular,
you're basically nothing.
If you were, okay, that is not right.
Nothing as in, like, not anything yet.
Yeah, true. Okay, that you built yourself back up there. But if you were, like, nothing, then I would say fresh start. There's multiple people. It's culture.
It's basically like that pair of shoes your grandma bought you for the first day of school. And you could wear them on the first day and they felt so fresh. But by after year two of those shoes, what do they feel like? The same shoes you bought.
No, they don't, because those shoes are destroyed by then. I hope you be wearing them.
They feel the same, but they look different.
What's that supposed to mean?
And when you go to school in high school, all the people are the same, but you might bounce between different kind of friend groups.
What's that got to do with shoes?
Because when you wear them, and you, as time moves on, things change.
For anyone out there, please go in the comments of our Instagram and tell me if that made sense to you. Because I'm just going to say right now, that did not make any sense.
It does when you think
I'll
like
let you
me.
Develop a new...
When you think like me...
I'll let you develop... Sorry, we need to get your IC table in here. Because right now we are using a basically plastic drawer set. And I'm pretty sure it's going to break.
This is why I love this podcast. It's straight dorm talk. I'm sitting in my dorm in a, like...
Lounge chair, basically.
Lounge chair.
I don't know how to dumb it down anymore for that. Shout out,
yes.
Vinny Thomas,
yes.
For that quote.
Yes, Vinny, shout out to you.
I just want to say, though, college is an experience, but you also have to, like, understand that you are on your own and responsibility goes higher. So, like... Going to class and doing your work, that's your mommy can't go, "Oh, Johnny, did you get your homework done today? No, you can't do that. So, yeah. This is the back alley. Like, we honestly, this is straight improv right now because
skills we're teaching the youth.
Because, like, And what I want to say is if you do go to college, you're probably going to be in a dorm the first year. Unless you're going JUCO, you might get an apartment. I would say that make your room look like, fill it with pictures and stuff. Like, go on Sheen, that's what I did. And you get, like, pictures and stuff. Because, like, if you are in a bland, like, it's just, like, the emotion. Like, if you feel as if you're in a happy dorm, everything else is going to be happy. I hope this fan back here is not messing with our sound.
No.
I know. Can you hear it?
No.
Okay. So, yeah. Because if you're, yeah, once again, if you're in a bland dorm, I would just say it's a depressed dorm room.
Yes. You get to make your dorm room whatever you want.
Yes, you do. But, yes. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah. Henry, what would you say, as of right now, is the best thing in our dorm room?
I'd say the best thing in my dorm room. Let me take a look around.
Sorry. Inside laugh, inside joke.
I do have a lot of space for clothes, but I would say that's the best thing.
Okay, this cannot be this complicated, Henry.
It's tough because I haven't really had to use anything yet because school's in here. I like my paper calendar that's on my desk.
Oh, my. Henry, let's be honest. You haven't wrote anything on that calendar.
I did. I wrote, I see, welcome week.
All right.
I'm going to ask you a question now.
All right.
What has been your favorite?
No, I thought you were gonna ask me about my favorite dorm.
I like to change the question.
Well, let me answer that first. I'm gonna answer my own question. Sorry for interrupting, but I'm going to say that my favorite dorm essential is my Wuzu fan or the pictures
the
in here.
Wuzu is nice.
I know. See, I told you. I brought that up. And then I would say my pictures. We have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We have at least 10 pictures in here that I can see. And they just make our dorm just look amazing. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, Henry, ask me that question again that you were going to say.
I would say, what is your favorite and worst part about being in the dorm?
Okay, my favorite part, honestly, this, I don't think this has anything to do, wait, what do you mean by dorm? Like, this dorm, or just in a dorm in general?
The only another dorm you've been in for the first time in your life for the last 4 days. Our dorm.
Okay, but
413 G block. Shout out Gardner.
All right. What is the one thing I like and one thing I don't like? About being in this dorm.
Yes, this
dorm. Okay. The one thing I like is that I'm more independent. I like it. I like being independent. So this room gives me independency. If that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
And I can go to bed whenever I want. I can wake up. Actually, I have to wake up during class right now. I can wake almost whenever.
We wake up before class.
And I feel like this is my first home.
Yes.
I feel as if this is my first home, and that, that like I own this.
Yes.
Me and you own this, but I feel like I own it as well. Like, you should feel that as well. One thing I hate being in this dorm. One thing I hate. If Henry, are we talking once again? Are we talking about this room, or could I include the restroom?
No.
Okay, that's. I was gonna say the communal bathrooms, but. One thing I don't like. I would say just the space in general.
Yes, there's actually a lot more space for a dorm room than I actually.
Well, I said I don't like it.
That would contradict what I just said.
No, but I mean, like, there is a lot of space for a dorm. Like, obvious, I knew, but like, If I could go for a little bit more space, I would, only because I would just like for our podcast to be available in it. But, I mean, this is how we wanted it, the back alley. So, like, we were planning on doing this like this. Uh-huh. So
it's definitely what I imagined it to be.
100%. I also think that our podcast setup might break.
That's all right. Nobody cares about that part.
Yeah, until mom goes, how'd you break it?
What will be the? What do you think coming up since school starts Tuesday for us? High school or sorry, school started. What, 2 weeks ago? Sorry. Just started school Tuesday, not even tomorrow, not even on a Monday. We're starting on a Tuesday.
We are.
What do you think the biggest adjustment for you will be?
The biggest adjustment will be not having Google Classroom. Because I can show up to my classes, I can do whatever I want, but obviously I'm going to show up to my classes. I'm not like that. But Google Classroom, like, all of the stuff that they showed us was, like, online stuff, and they have all the apps, which is cool. But honestly, Moodle, shout out to all the college kids that use Moodle. Actually, I'm not shouting out, because Moodle is terrible. I have no idea. So I have a MacBook, and they use Microsoft Word here. So it doesn't help, but, like, I don't understand it. Like, Moodle, like, I have to save it here, and then I have to put it here. It's just, like, and I never know, like, what's happening. Like, Google Classroom, shout out to you, because I used to hate you, but I miss you. It's a love-hate relationship. So, Henry.
Like I tell a lot of people, you don't like it right now because it's just an adjustment. It's quoted. Henry Thomas. Copyright. R symbol. It's a circle.
Nice. Actually, so I would have to say today is the... okay, this sounds kind of childish and spoiled. Do you have any more comments to say over there? I would say this is the first time me and Henry collectively together did laundry.
Oh my god, dude. That might be my adjustment. The laundry, low-key, it's not hard to do. You just put in the stuff, but it is a pain in the ass just to walk down 4 flights of stairs.
Yeah, like we don't do that every other day.
Oh, no, let me summarize it for you. You go down there. You put your laundry in. It's not hard. You just throw it in there. We just separate whites and darks. That's as much as we know about laundry.
That is as much. And obviously, they came out good. They came out hot. And it was great to put my laundry away. But guess what? No. But guess what? Podcasters and listeners, who out of both of us would still have their laundry in the basket and not folded when I walked in the room from being at the calf for 30 minutes. 30 minutes.
That's going to be a tough
decision. No, that's going to be an easy decision. It was Henry Thomas. Guess what? I came back, and obviously, I come in here and it's messed up. Okay, so it needed to get out of the room. What do you have to say over there?
I added that.
You had it up here. Did you have it folded and put away?
Hell no.
So I did that. I did that. I did that, and I knew which socks were Henry's because, of course, he had them all inside out, which was typical. And so I would say that was pretty good. Then that was not actually good. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Who do you? Okay, this is gonna get sentimental.
I just wanted to say. The laundry sucked because you go down there, you put it in, it's a 30-minute timer, then you have to go back down, put it in the dryer for 30 minutes, come back out.
Actually, it's 45 in the dryer.
Then you have to go back down again.
It's a three-time trip.
It sucked today because it was so humid out, so the hallways were so hot, and it was miserable.
What's with you and humidity? Because you have not... Yeah, that's clear.
It pops up.
I would say...
Speaking of that... And Ashley, shout out to you. I'm gonna have to make a trip today.
All right, this is gonna.
I think I can let anyone in person touch my hair. That actually scares me.
Okay, this is going to get...
This is the first fear I've ever developed.
What? What's the first fear? Sorry, I wasn't listening
now
because...
Now that I'm gone, I would never let somebody else cut my hair.
We have a face razor that we could do it with. Just giving you options. I'm just giving you options.
Just like I said, you can always have a fresh start in college. You can go for it, but I don't think
that's going to work out well. For well, you. Fresh start, so. I would say that. Henry, this is going to get sentimental. What is the one thing you miss from home? Oh my god. I'm not talking about humans.
Just kidding.
I'm not talking about humans. Just Let's kidding. Not make it that sentimental.
That was a joke. I'm sorry, Kral. I just had to throw that spice into the crowd.
Okay, well, I'm talking like object or like tradition or something, but besides humans. Besides humans. Like besides family, I guess. I don't know why I'm calling them humans.
I don't know. I would say I miss my people.
Okay. Well, yeah, we all miss our people, but I'm saying, what do you miss that is, like, something you had in your room or, like, I don't know. I would say I miss my bed. I love my bed here because we got the mattress topper, but I just like being in my bed. It was pretty fun. Actually, I don't miss my bed because that bed hurt my back and it was terrible. My lower back was messed up.
Like, I could sleep anywhere. I could go out on the quad and sleep on the concrete circle.
Yeah, that's apparent. I don't know who could argue that.
I could at least attempt it.
Well, so this is our first podcast at Illinois College. It's going to be a great year. We're going to have a very good time this year. We're going to have a bunch of people on, and it's gonna be a different because my interface only holds two microphones, so we're gonna have to share mics, so just bear with us. I would just like to say thank you for listening. It's always a pleasure for those 13 followers. It's great. I hope everyone stays safe out there. Make sure to follow us on Instagram. Let me just, this is so non-professional, but let me, yes.
Yes, I just want to say thank you for everybody who will listen to this.
Henry, I just said that.
Start this year off right, and thanks to all my people back home. We miss you guys.
I do, we do.
Yes.
We won't ever, yes, okay.
It's chapter...
Uno, it's a new fresh start, new chapter.
I just opened a book right now.
Okay, I just had to say that. Thank you for listening. Follow up. What? Oh my gosh. Okay, let me get the outro and then you can do whatever. Sorry, we're having technical difficulties. I would say, un momento. Can you, hey, turn on Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Yeah. All right. Sorry about that. I would say, Henry, hold on. I gotta say goodbye, and then you can do that, okay?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to say thank you for listening. I would like to say follow us on Instagram. That is our first social media. At the back alley 24. You will find us there. And that's where you'll get your updates when our podcasts are. We plan to have I'm gonna leave that on a cliffhanger. That you're just gonna have to listen for the new guests coming up. We already have two signed up, actually. And I'd just like to say, follow us there. Thank you for watching. Please give us a review. It always helps. Comments and the Instagram post are also helpful. So I'm Andrew. I'm Andrew.
I'm Andrew. I'm Henry.
And we'll see you later.
And we will continue this tradition. Everybody knows our intro by now. Little Paul Simon or Simon, but I'm going to leave off every podcast with a new song. Our intro will stay the same. Goodbye, y'all.